All right, what's going on? You're listening to the Full Experience Podcast. I'm Bearded GD. I'll be your host for today. You know, we're going to get right back down into business. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get right to the middle of this. I got a feeling that some of you are on the same page as me. Some of you understand where I'm coming from when I tell you from the bottom of my heart, people, I'm being honest with you. Not all of you were made to be on Yelp. You know what I'm saying? Not all of you were made to be reviewers. Some of y'all be taking this reviewership to the next level. It's got to stop. Y'all got to cut it while you're ahead because you're making yourself look like a goddamn fool. I had a deal with someone today telling me, I kid you not. You know what I'm saying? And I take this very personal because I like to eat, but I had a kid telling me today that the KFC biscuits were better than the Popeyes biscuits. Let's pause right there. He said the KFC biscuits were better than the Popeyes biscuits. People, I don't know how you review your biscuits. I'm not sure how you guys, you know, look at your biscuits. I'm not sure how you guys eat your biscuits. I don't even know if some of you eat biscuits. I don't even know if some of you take biscuits as serious as I take biscuits. But some of y'all are just crazy. Because if you think the KFC biscuits are better than the Popeyes biscuits, I can't help you. You need to log off. You know what I'm saying? You need to log off, my dude. You on Yelp talking crazy. You weren't made for this. Log off. It's just, I look at it and it's like, listen, I'm a reasonable person, people. I eat out a lot. I like to eat my meals out. I like to cook too. I'm Italian. We like to get down in the kitchen. I flip pans. I pop grease. I do what I do. I ain't saying I'm a Michelin star, 3-star chef. No, I ain't saying that. I ain't saying that a Netflix documentary should be made about my kitchen cooking. I ain't saying that either. But what I'm saying is I know how to cook. But I like to eat my meals out. So I'm looking at this like, yo, my dude, what's your credentials? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, what are your credentials? Like, how am I supposed to believe you? Why am I supposed to believe you? What makes you feel like you are so powerful and knowledgeable? You know what I mean? You out here acting like you Gandalf the Great. Chill out. Looking crazy on Yelp, writing reviews. Like, you don't got a job. You don't, like, you need a hobby if you're spending all day on Yelp. You're going to write an essay on Yelp? I'm sure you didn't even do your homework in school. I mean, you were failing classes. You didn't take the extra credit. You didn't write those essays on the weekend, but you got no problem writing a biography on biscuits on Yelp. And do you even think people are going to even know what Popeyes you're talking about? There's 30,000 Popeyes. There's a Popeyes on every single corner. So you telling me I'm supposed to look at exactly what Popeyes has bad biscuits? And then I'm supposed to go to that one KFC that has good biscuits? You're crazy. The biscuits melt in my mouth. The Popeyes knows what they about. The Popeyes knows how to get down. And the Popeyes biscuits belong where they belong, at the number one spot. I ain't rating KFC biscuits at number two either. Because I think Church's Chicken takes number two. So right now, number one is Popeye's Biscuits. Number two is Church's Chicken. And maybe number three goes to KFC. But that's a big maybe. Because if Yoshinoya had biscuits, I'm sure they would take the three spot. Because they get down. And I ain't trying to give KFC any more play than they already get. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's where I'm at with this. And that's how I believe the biscuit play should go down. All right, so now let's get right back down into this sports talk. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it honest. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I had an amazing Sunday with my friends at my house. I cooked the fiesta. I cooked fresh carne asada. I had guacamole. I had chips. I had the whole thing. We was eating. The people were enjoying themselves. The flat screen. 76 inches, by the way. I got a deal at Best Buy. 76 inches. The thing hangs nicely on my wall like a piece of art. I look at it and I'm excited. I feel accomplished. But you know what I don't feel accomplished about? You know what drives me absolutely nuts? Is seeing Tom Brady and the Patriots win again and again and again and a goddamn again. I'm absolutely tired of it, people. Enough's enough. These people have been winning since I was wearing diapers. They were winning when I was dating girls in high school. They were winning when I was graduating college. Tom Brady, hang up your cleats, my dude. Enough's enough. Let the new kids in the house. You know what I'm saying? Let someone else use the swing. You've been on the baseball diamond for too long. You know what I'm saying? Let someone else use the gym. The boy does not stop winning, and I've had it. I've had it up to here. I've had it up to here with seeing Patriots talk, Patriots fan love. You know damn well, and I know damn well, that you knew the Patriots were going to the goddamn Super Bowl this year. Don't play with me like that. You posting as if you didn't know. You know what I'm saying? You're cheering as if you didn't know you were already going to the Super Bowl. You knew you were going to the Super Bowl. What's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? What is wrong with you? You knew damn well your Patriots were going to the Super Bowl, people. Okay? Every year. I read an interesting stat. The stat says, listen, and don't get mad at me, but listen, the stat says Blake Bortles has a lower percentage of completing a pass than Tom Brady does going to the championship. Do you guys understand what I'm saying? I'm saying that Tom Brady is a guaranteed every single year he's going to the chip, and I've had it. I've had it with you Patriots fans. You don't understand what it is to be a real fan of a sports team. You know what I'm saying? You don't understand the ups, the downs, your team getting traded, your coach getting benched. You know what I'm saying? You don't understand what we have to deal with as normal sports fans. Why? Because you guys have been given football Jesus handed to you on a silver gold platter. You know what I'm saying? You guys have Tom Brady. The guy's got a goddamn Aston Martin line named after him. He has a car named after him, and that's your quarterback, and he's still playing. Stop it. Stop it right there. Stop it. I don't want to hear no more. I don't want to hear it anymore. Enough's enough. You got the referee celebrating in your huddle after you score a touchdown. Yeah, we've seen the photos, Patriots. Don't act like we don't know. We've seen what you about. We see how y'all get down. Listen, good luck to the Eagles, because I hope you guys KO them like Rocky did at Creed. Good luck to them. I want the Eagles to win this very, very badly. You know what I'm saying? Very badly. All right, guys, that's today. Today was an amazing day. A lot of positivity, a lot of good energy around me. I'm blessed, people. Always be thankful for the things you have in your life, because things could be worse. You know what I'm saying? Don't overlook your day-to-day blessings, people, because it gets crazy out here. This world's a crazy place. You know what I'm saying? It's a crazy place. So be happy with what you have. It was an amazing Monday. We're kicking this off with new podcasts, new content. We're keeping it live and direct. I'm Bear DiGidio. Thank you for listening to the Full Experience Podcast. I'm out.